Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Reverend Dr. Roland Zamani is a retired Lutheran minister with an impressive resume of postgraduate degrees from Princeton University, Union Theological Seminary, and Duke University, and the experience in the public sector and academia as well. He's a dedicated Lutheran minister who offers an enlightening look at Scripture and the life of Christians from earliest times to the present day. He's been called a theological, well-informed, biblically adept, gifted communicator of the Christian faith. The sermons and lectures in his highly praised book, Sermons with Insight, are not only substantial, but also engaging. We welcome back to This Week in America, Reverend Dr. Roland Zamani, author of Sermons with Insight. Reverend Doctor, welcome back to the program. Great to have you with us once again.
Well, I'm glad to be back again.
It's really, we had a fascinating conversation the last time in talking about the book Sermons with Insights. We're going to continue that conversation today. Let's talk about this. The concept, very simple. What these is a collection of sermons that you gave. Talk a little bit about putting this together and how you arranged it.
Well, it was arranged in accordance with the what we call the church year. That is, certain scripture passages are assigned for certain times during the year, Christmas, New Year's, Easter, Pentecost. And so I followed that sequence in deciding what sermons to include in the book.
And you've done an excellent job in answering many questions. And again, it relates to the church year. The book is Sermons with Insight. We'll give you information on book availability as we go through the program today. Let's talk about putting a sermon together. How long does that take you, and how do you get guidance in putting this together?
Well, that really varies with a particular Sunday. I mean, if it's a topic that I've got a lot of thoughts about, they come right away, and I put them together in sermon form. If I haven't thought about it much, I have to think about what would be appropriate to be saying to the congregation, and that will you know, take longer, and it's just hard to generalize about how long it's taking to prepare a sermon, because, as I said, they deal with a lot of different kinds of topics. So, you know, there's no single answer.
Yes, and I would assume each one is sort of takes on a life of its own when you put your message together and the research and the inspiration that goes into that. And you'll find a collection of these in Reverend Dr. Roland Zamani's book, Sermons with Insight. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's been said that you are a preacher who loves a congregation enough to tell them the truth about God in all its richness and demanding depth. Talk about that. Are there sometimes maybe preachers are hesitant in delivering a message and you're not?
Well, when I'm not, it means I've thought of something appropriate to say to the congregation that they might not have thought of in terms of their interpreting the scripture passage. And so I tell them about, you know, what it is they should know that maybe they don't know, or why a particular viewpoint that I'm endorsing makes more sense to me than other kinds of viewpoints. It's the kind of thing I don't think about how am I going to do it until I'm actually doing it, and then I do it.
It's instinctive. You have a message and you put that message together and you present it to the congregation, and it enlightens so many people's lives. The rave reviews have been coming in and have been for the book Sermons with Insight. Let's talk about your background, because it's fascinating. I mentioned very briefly public sector, academia, and now the 5 years in Des Moines in the pastorship of a church there, which is where the sermons came from. How did this evolve into you ending up in the ministry full time?
I'm not remembering enough why I took these steps. You know, I was working in business and government at the Port of New York Authority and at Blackburn College in teaching philosophy and religion. Boil those kinds of topics down into things that would be appropriate for local congregations. And I've got to honestly say right now why I decided to move into full-time ministry is not something that I'm remembering why I decided to do it. But I thought it was, you know, I'm glad I did it. It was worthwhile.
I guess it was sort of instinctive, like, you know, in putting a sermon together and when and how and why. That's instinctive, as you were talking about, sort of the career path that you took to get where you were in the lives that you touch. Sermons with Insight is the book. Dr. Reverend Roland Zimany, Zimany, is our guest on the program. Did all of that working in the public sector, working in a classroom, you mentioned the teaching philosophy, professor of philosophy and religion at Blackburn College, did that help shape you as a minister? Did all that background make you a better pastor, do you believe?
Well, I think it did because it made me aware of topics and areas of reality that perhaps other ministers aren't aware of, and that people in my congregation would be aware of, since they weren't trained in the biblical ministry field. So I thought it helped me address sermons to them, making them aware of things that they might not have been aware of.
Let's talk about some things that are addressed in the sermons in Sermons with Insight by our guest on the program, Dr. Reverend Roland Zimany, that's Zimany, and some that are words that are thrown around, concepts that are thrown around, very important. What it means to be saved, we hear that a lot. You've addressed that from the pulpit over your career. What does it mean to be saved?
Well, what comes to mind immediately is to being taken from sin, death, and the power of the devil, oriented away from bad things to doing good things and to being able to do good things. That is, so being saved from being gobbled up by what is bad. I realize I'm just talking in generalities, but that's the way I'm thinking of it now.
Well, and that gives us some idea, because we all think in generalities, and then we can get specific with our own circumstances and what it is we're looking for and the answers that we are looking for. The other we hear a lot about is born again. Tell me a little bit about that from your perspective, the importance of that and how you've dealt with that in your sermons over the years.
Well, being born again means being oriented toward God as understood through Jesus. When you are thinking, when you are oriented that way, that's being born again. That's having your eyes opened to new thoughts about what God and his teaching through Jesus mean and how they apply to you and how that can make you a better person.
Well answered, because that's what we all are sort of looking for and getting guidance in that. And there's answers to those questions and so many more in the book Sermons with Insight, the book available wherever books are sold. And we'll have all that information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. On this book, on the cover, you've got something which is interesting, dealing with so many people feel the Gospels were written by people who took notes while the events of Jesus was going on and taking place at that time. And you talk about the fact the Bible was developed through a much more complicated process. Talk about that, how the Bible was put together, and it wasn't necessarily instantaneous notes of something that somebody was witnessing at the time.
Boy, I could answer that much better after I got out of seminary sometime in the past. Over the years, people had written down sayings of Jesus or teachings that they'd gathered from their community, and at some point decided that these teachings ought to be, you know, put together into one volume. And so on scrolls or on the kind of writing material that they had back then, they pieced them together into basically what we have now.
Yes.
But in other words, different letters and commentaries of people were put in at different times by different people, and then were passed on generation after generation until they became sort of accepted as the basic teaching of the Christian faith.
That's from Sermons with Insight, the book written by our guest on the program today, Dr. Reverend Roland Zimany. That's Zimany. Let's talk about some of the sermons deal with issues, with social issues, with political issues. Give me some of your thoughts on that. Social issues for one. You talk about the church and Christ's own principle of working with people in the community. How important is that as part of one's faith, is to be involved in issues like homelessness and issues like that?
Well, when you're dealing with problems in the community that the Christian faith would have you trying to resolve or change, that's why you would be involved in the community, doing the work that you think your faith is propelling you or guiding you to do.
How important is that to? And you've mentioned that in the sermons, in the book Sermons with Insight. How important is that for Christians to care for the forgotten people as Christ did when he cured the sick, defended vulnerable people? How important is that to share that message and that encouragement?
Well, it's important if it's being overlooked, and it's easy
yes.
not to be concerned with those kinds of topics. You know, and to consider worship about praising Jesus because of the reputation he has, or because of his name, or because that's what you learn to do in church, without noticing why he was considered important at the time, and how we ought to be following in his footsteps nowadays.
Yeah, very well said, and that's such an important message. A few minutes left in the program. Reflecting back on your career and the lives that you were able to touch with your message, the lives you touched with these messages, Sermons with Insight, available now in the book, what's this been like for you? How rewarding of life has this been? And I say that with the background of the public life that you had very successful, the academic life that you had very successful. This is really a people person where you are making a direct day-to-day impact on how they approach their lives. It's through your encouragement, your messaging. How, looking back, what's your career been like? How satisfying has it been, what you've been able to accomplish?
Well, it's been satisfying in different ways, at different times and for different reasons. If I see that some people who are not going to church keep coming back because I'm of what I'm preaching, or who seem very distraught and downtrodden, but as a result of my visiting them several times, got them to take a more upbeat approach to things. That's the kind of payment I get for what I'm doing and pleasure I get for having been able to do it.
That's interesting when you think about the role of a successful pastor, and it's more than just getting up and delivering a sermon. There's so much more that goes into that. Talk about that for a second. You're a social worker. You're a psychologist, maybe a job counselor as well, a grief counselor. I mean, there's so many different emotions that you deal with to get people through that. talk about, again, that satisfaction of taking a life-altering situation for many people and being able to make some sort of sense out of it or give them some consolation.
I don't think in terms of satisfaction. I don't really know how to answer that question. If it seems as though what I've said to them when visiting them is having a positive impact on them, you know, then I'm pleased that I was, yes, was able to and move in that direction and get them to be moving in the direction that's probably best for them. That's about all the satisfaction I receive, but that's good enough.
Yes, to think that you have really helped somebody and turned their life around, quite possibly because of what you've been able, the comfort you've been able to give them. Being retired, talk about that. Are there times when you have something you really want to talk about and you wish you could get back out in front of the congregation that week and share your message with them?
My wife goes to a Bible study group at the church, and it's seldom that I really feel a need to reach out to people with some new thought that I have, but when I do, I will go to the Bible study with her and find a way of working what I want to say into what it is they're dealing with. As they study a particular passage of the Bible.
Interesting. So you still have a pulpit of sorts by being
minimal, yes.
An uninvited participant in coming and sharing your thoughts. And who would not want to listen to you and your interpretation of what's happening and all the ages of wisdom that you're able to bring to the conversation? Our guest on the program tonight has been Reverend Dr. Roland Zimany, that's Zimany, talking about his book, Sermons with Insight. You'll find the book available wherever books are sold. My thanks to InkStartMedia.com for arranging our conversation today. Always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to continuing our conversation. Thank you for being with us. You're listening to This Week in America, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.